The Starting Lineup with Tyler Ivins and Will West on 99.1 The Sports Animal.
Hour number three of the Starting Lineup. Hi, good morning. 99.1, you're listening to The Sports Animal. Final 60 minutes before we get you handed off to the EA show with Brian Rice. Eric and Brian going to take you all the way up until Josh and Heather, and then John and Jimmy, a local programming through 7 p.m. today here on 99.1, The Sports Animal. Tyler Ivins, Eric Kane's back in the Budweiser studios. No need to draw it out anymore. It's the opening segment of hour number three. That means it's time to play the game. Remember, AT&T and U.S. Cellular users get a free phone call if they hit *990 to make it a little quicker. Because I know how quickly you guys are punching up the buttons to try to get in and play the game. Which, it's going to be a good one because the wheel today says, hey boys, how about a little Who Am I? For those of you new to the program or you need a refresher, how do you play Who Am I? It's very simple. Five clues leading you down the path of finding out who this athlete or this sports personality is. Whoever can do it in the fewest amount of clues, you're going to score from our friends over at M. Lilly. M. Lilly, they have brought their U.S. headquarters to Knoxville, particularly Farragut, right next to the Fresh Market. And today they're going to be throwing you a $40, call it a gift card. I don't really want to call it a gift card. Actually, certificate, but it's $40, which can go towards that Harmony pillow from our friends over at M. Lilly. So if you're looking for that chance, comfort in your bed, comfort whenever you're traveling with the family. It all begins now with our two callers, and those two callers are who, Eric Kane?
We got Josh and Travis.
Give me Josh. He's the first one on the line. Josh, good morning, man. Hey, it's Tyler Ivins. You get to decide, do you want your clues from Eric or do you want them from me? But before you decide, you need to know that tomorrow, Trae Young of the Atlanta Hawks is going to be turning 22 years of age. So the subject today for Who Am I is starting point guards in the NBA. Who do you think will give you better clues?
Let's go, Tyler.
All right, you Travis, hold tight. You and Kaner are going to be – I love how everybody just says I'm going to get Ivins, but this could be one of the easier five-clue point guard questions or clues that you've probably ever gotten.
You got reversed, Ivins.
Josh, here you go. Born November 12th, 1988 in Long Beach, California. I was later a first-round pick in the 2008 NBA draft.
I got nothing.
Yeah, it's only the first clue. Let's go to number two. Earlier this offseason, I was traded in my conference for fellow point guard Chris Paul.
Russell Westbrook.
Well, wow. Okay. I didn't know it was going to be that
Dots.
No, so you're telling me that it would have been a lot more difficult had I just gone to You know what? I'm not even going to tell you the rest of my clues because I thought that was going to be difficult. Josh, hold tight. Two clues to get to. Travis, come on in. Trav, you know that it's going to be an NBA point guard that we're talking about. So, Eric Kane, your clues, what do you have for him?
All right, Travis, let's get it, man. Talking NBA here on the Sports Animal, so let's keep it broad here. All right. My number one clue, I was born on March 14th, 1988 in Akron, Ohio.
Oh, man. LeBron?
I hear you with the Akron. He can play point guard, but yeah. Not LeBron. But again, I'm 32 years old, so not LeBron. We'll go on to clue number two. I'm a 10-year NBA veteran who has a career average of 23 points per game.
Oh, Kaner.
Oh, man. I got
Travis.
Three teams.
Come on, Travis. High-scoring point guard. He just handed it to you.
Kemba.
Not Kemba. We'll keep going. Just have fun here. I'm a three-time NBA champion, but wasn't even invited to the NBA bubble this year.
Oh, man. Oh, gosh. Letting you down. Oh.
A lot of success recently. I'll put that out there. We'll keep going. My father, whose first name shares the same name as a laptop brand, had a 16-year NBA career?
Steph Curry.
There we go, Steph Curry.
Dang.
You know what? You know, maybe I reversed Ivan's there a little bit. I apologize, Travis. Josh, you pick up the W today. $40 for our friends over at M. Lilly. Just goes to show you sometimes picking me first, maybe it goes a long way. Maybe it takes you to the winner's circle. Josh, enjoy the M. Lilly eHarmony pillow. Excuse me, it's not a dating website. I apologize. It's the M. Lilly Harmony pillow. Congratulations, Josh. You won an eHarmony pillow. What is that? It's a free pillow plus a dating membership.
Josh, are you going to take that from Tyler? Come on.
Josh, no. Josh is going to take the W from me, and he's going to enjoy it. Josh, Travis, both of you, enjoy your weekend. Next chance for you to play coming up on Monday of next week from our friends over at M. Lilly. During my tenure at UCLA, I won the Pac-10 Defensive Player of the Year Award. You think that was where I should have went next?
Yeah, maybe so.
No, I thought I had it spot on. I thought this is the perfect order. NBA is not the most popular sport here, especially in Knoxville, Tennessee.
See, my thing, exactly. So it's not the most popular thing here. So I was trying, and so I wanted to pick like an obvious guy, but I didn't want to make it so obvious that it was that obvious guy. So I worked really hard on my hints here, but nah.
Cater, be real. Did you know that Russell Westbrook and Paul were trading for each other this offseason?
Yes, yeah, I did for sure.
Did you know that Westbrook was the 17 MVP?
Yes, because it took him forever to get an MVP. I mean, I remember when he got it. Yeah.
Okay, Russell Westbrook. He owns the NBA record for triple doubles in a season. How many did he have?
Oh, how many did he have? He had like, what, 31, 32?
Or 42.
Okay, 42. So, yeah, I knew he held the record. I couldn't give you exactly how many it was.
Okay, well, sometimes they're a lot easier for Who Am I than a lot of people maybe lead on to believe.
But the college, the defensive player of the year in college, I would not have known who that was.
You didn't know Westbrook went to UCLA, or you just didn't know that he had one defensive player of the year?
I'm going to be honest with you. I didn't know either.
Do you know where James Harden went? What Pac-12 school James Harden went to?
Stanford?
Arizona State.
Yeah. See, I don't know. I know Ben Simmons went to LSU. Okay. I know.
Good SEC.
I know LeBron James didn't go to college.
Yeah, because if he did go to college, he probably would have ended up where? Probably Duke?
Probably Duke. Kobe would have went to Duke if he went to college. Those guys love Coach K when he coached him on the Olympic team.
Yeah, and you've got a Coach K lover in you who are just bashing his NCAA everybody gets in tournament idea.
Listen, no one's
Shame
perfect.
On
Coach K's a great guy, but whoa, that idea was just awful.
Shame on you. 656-9900. 1-866-656-9900. Let's get Mark Packer in here. Mark Packer, who they had an excellent game last night at West High School. He's now got a Saturday slate between two undefeated teams in Powell and Central. Going to be a good one on Saturday. Sold-out crowd there in North Knoxville. We'll get his take coming up on the other side. 99.1, you're listening to the Esports Animal.
This is a Tennessee Education Lottery Sports Minute.
Good news for Tennessee football. Offensive lineman Cade Mays has won his eligibility appeal with the NCAA. Next up to be completely eligible for the season, the SEC will need to clear his transfer waiver. But one step is down for Mays, who is one of the better players on Tennessee's roster. I had a lot more notes on the Tennessee football team during my practice report. That was earlier this morning at 7:15, but it's up on our website, 991thesportsanimal.com. It's tweeted out and Facebook at Sports Radio WNML. A lot more notes on the Tennessee football team. Rivalry Thursday, West improved to 5-0 on the year with a 22-7 win over Oak Ridge. Thursday night football, the Browns took down the Bengals 35-30. Number one overall pick, Joe Burrow, was 37-61 through the air, 316 yards and three scores in a losing effort. Miami took down Boston 106-101 to improve to 2-0 in the Eastern Conference Finals. The Lightning took down the Islanders 2-1 in OT, advancing on to the Stanley Cup Finals. Tampa will play Dallas. Game one of those Stanley Cup Finals will be Saturday night. Round one of the U.S. Open saw 21 players score under par, but it's Justin Thomas currently leading the field at 5-under. Tiger Woods shot 3-over, tied for 71st entering round two. And Ohio State defensive back Sean Wade, who is a projected top 10 pick, is opting back into the season. The Tennessee Lottery is proud to have raised more than $5.5 billion for education in Tennessee. 8:12, we'll catch up with Pete Michaels Traffic. That's coming up next. Good morning. I'm Eric Kane.
Sure.
He uses real cash when playing Monopoly.
You know, just to keep things interesting.
Will West and the starting lineup.
99.1 The Sports Animal.
Mm-hmm. Starpitch cuts on the way in the next 15 minutes. Hard to believe it's the final weekend before SEC football begins next week. Tennessee, South Carolina. Game week coverage begins Monday morning with us here on the starting lineup at 6 a.m. Tyler Ivins, we anticipate the return of Will West at 656-9900. 1-866-656-9900. More to come on Cade Mays. But first, we turn to the high school level last night. Flipping through the television, had to take in a little NBA, or bigger pardon, a little Thursday night NFL, a little NHL bubble talk, as well as I don't want to keep bringing up the NBA circuit just because I think a lot of us last night thought there was no way Boston was going to go down 2-0 to Miami, but alas, here we are. But then there's Rivalry Thursday. There it is, a matchup at West High School, and before you know it, I'm taking a peek. There's West, there's Oak Ridge, and there are the faces of Austin Price and the gentleman joining us on the program now, and that's Mark Packer. Hey, Mark, always thanks. I appreciate you smiling at me each and every broadcast when I'm sitting at the house and I'm doing my digging. And I'll let you know, Kaner told me about a comment you made about underwear about me a couple of weeks ago, and I want to let you know that if you want to at me on Twitter when it comes to the underwear comment, you know where to find me, and I just want to let you know the only reason why we're doing this right now is because you're going to be talking about my alma mater, but of course I kid, man. Good morning.
Good. I thought you were mentioning about what I said to Kane last night. You know, we had a driving rainstorm for you know, part of the first half, and we get to the end of the game, and we go down, and man, Kane's hair had moved. I mean, it's still about 6 inches above his head. And I said, how does this happen? And he goes, it's product, man. It's
good product, yeah.
I grabbed a screenshot from your all's website last night at Rivalry Thursday, and I'll have you know, to get a cheaper deal on the T-shirts that were printed, I had to buy at least 15. So if you're looking for promo items to toss out, a Rivalry Thursday T-shirt cannon of photos of Eric Kane's hair last night during the Oak Ridge West game.
That sounds like a deal, man. That's what we need is a T-shirt cannon. We'll have CB45 out there holding the T-shirt cannon and throwing T-shirts. So the problem is he'll be trying to shoot the Powell fans with the T-shirt gun tomorrow.
I was going to say, it's a homecoming for Chad here on Saturday.
It's fun.
It is. I threatened to replace him with all kinds of people down on the sideline holding the Parab microphone tomorrow.
You know, Packer, I haven't been in high school. I graduated in 04. And even when those two programs, Powell and Central, were still on the 4A level, Joel Hilton was still there. It was still just a fierce rivalry. It was a short drive for me where I lived off Rifle Range. Here they are now 5A. Have Nick Craney still with an undefeated team taking over for Bryson Rosser. How have these two programs gotten to where they are? It's already sold out. I mean, I even tried to grab a ticket. As I mentioned, it's my last free weekend before football starts in the SEC. So I said, why not Central and Powell? I can't find a ticket anywhere, but at least I'm going to be able to watch it tomorrow on your all's broadcast.
You know, I think through the pandemic and all that we've gone through this year, every week is just a new week. And there are some surprises. We had talked about trying to do a few extra Saturday games, and my spirit was to try to get as many games as we could in on TV before we got shut down. I mean, that was honestly my spirit in all of this. And knowing that this was the last weekend before UT starts next week, you look at the schedule and it's like, is there anything that is worthy of putting on a Saturday night? And there just wasn't. And so these two programs, you know, Central has done it. Let's be real honest. They have shut down their borders, and not all of the talent that was all going to Fulton for years is all going to Fulton now. You know, where is that talent all been diluted to? Well, a lot of it's going to Powell and to Central, and we can all debate why, but a lot of that talent is going other places. And so when Powell and Central play in this game tomorrow night, they've been very, very well coached. Matt Lowe and Bryson Rosser and now Nick Craney have done an incredible job with what they're doing. But the blueprint of what they're doing is the same blueprint of what Maryville and Alcoa have been doing. And I include West in that because I think we went into last night's game with West wondering, are they that good? Yeah, they are that good. And they're that good because they build it with defense, which is what Central has done. A very serviceable, very good high school quarterback, good running game. They don't make mistakes, which West did a few last night, but they're going to get that solved. And that's what Central's done the last 2 years. And that's what Maryville and Alcoa have done for years. I think both of these programs tomorrow night, along with West, give us three teams here that whoever gets out of here and gets to Cookeville, if we get there, and I think we will, that team should win another state title for 5A for East Tennessee.
You bring me up to the next point, too, just because of where the season is and the adjustments to playoffs. And look, yeah, these teams are always stingy with playoff spots in 5A. You can name X amount of teams knowing there's only X amount of spots. Where are we now halfway through the season, just looking at where the pecking order is in 5A? And really, when you compare Powell and Central near the top, what does this mean for the remainder of the season, having to play catch-up if you are the loser of this game tomorrow night?
Tomorrow night, I don't think has any bearing on that, okay, because tomorrow night is a non-region game. Now, the one last night puts Oak Ridge way behind the eight ball, because Oak Ridge is, you know, unfortunately for Joe Gattis, is where they were a year ago, to where they're going to have to go on the road, because if they don't beat Powell, if Powell's who we think they are, to steal a line from Dennis Green, if they are who we thought they were,
right?
And Oak Ridge is in that three seed spot. Then Oak Ridge, you know, that team goes on the road for that third round game and ends up being over, you know, at, you know, on the road at one of those other teams. And we can't forget South Doyle in all of this. You know, I know we were a little befuddled, if that's even a word, befuddled of what happened with South Doyle when they got shut out by Grace. Is that an indictment against South Doyle, or is that part of the resume for Grace? I think we're figuring out that Grace is that good. So South Doyle, we'll find out about them against Central on TV in a few weeks. We're going to find out a lot about Central and Powell tomorrow night. I think we all know what West is. And we can talk about Central and Powell, but if you ask me right now, just my honest opinion, I don't know how anybody beats West. I just and Kaner, you jump in. I don't know how anybody beats that team we saw last night.
I mean, you have firepower on offense, a good quarterback that's played since the sophomore year. You have three capable guys that can run the football. And, you know, Isaiah Mattress is a guy that is a bulldozer, but he wasn't 100% last night, and West didn't skip a beat. And, again, Mark, as you pointed out, that defense led by Ethan Scott in the middle. Lamar Brown always prides himself on having a great defense, and that's a defense that, gentlemen, 7 points is all it's given up all year. Just absolutely incredible. Last night's scoring from Oak Ridge came via a scoop and score. So it's pretty incredible what that defense has done this year.
You know, and I think this, Eric, I think very Alcoa-like. When we left, when you and I and also we all left the Blackman-Alcoa game, and, of course, we always stopped by Waffle House, CB45 and Joe McNish, you know, and Zach Nelson. The four of us always stop off at Waffle House and have a conversation. And they, one of the better offensive linemen for Blackman and his family came through that Waffle House. And highly recruited kid, I mean, being offered by everybody. And Alcoa made them look silly. And so I asked him, I said, you guys are so much bigger than Alcoa up front. How did they dominate you the way they did? And he said, when you put athletes, even if they're smaller than us, when you put athletes that are that good and they're that well coached, they're going to dominate every time. And he said, I couldn't get my hands on them. I couldn't get my hands on the defensive linemen or the linebackers. And that's where West is. They couldn't get their hands on them last night. So I don't know how anybody beats West, but tomorrow night, I also don't know how anybody stops the Fortner twins. They're as good as any dynamic duo we've seen. I'm anxious to see how the young quarterback Jordan Potts plays. Powell is very sophomore loaded. I mean, they're going to make a run. I put it on Twitter a little bit ago. Who do you got in the game? It's like 55% Central, 45% Powell. It's just very much like a Maryville Alcoa game where everybody's passionate about their side, and I can't wait just to see the football game.
Mark Packer, familiar voice here on TSL. Packer, before we let you go, we're halfway through essentially through the season right now, and you keep bringing up
isn't
different regions. It's crazy that we're sitting here in September because it's going to be November before we know it. The brackets will be released. What are we talking about for East Tennessee? Because I know how things are looking throughout the rest of the state and some of the uncertainties, but here in East Tennessee, COVID protocol, it seems like things are obviously going well, seeing that the games seem, to an extent, to still be going on. What are we talking about here? How much hardware could we be congratulating different programs on different levels here just in the East Tennessee area when it's all said and done?
Well, I will say this. If we get to Cookeville, there was no way about a month ago, I think any of us, I don't think there's any way any of us thought that we would get to Cookeville.
No, no chance.
And be playing for state championship. There was no chance. I mean, it was just four or five weeks ago, we were at Halls stunned that a football was in the air with fans in the stands. And even through where we are, Shelby County's still not playing. And I think it's sad for those kids that they're not being given the outlet underneath the guidance and supervision of education officials, health officials. I think this is good for these kids. I know we're fighting battles. I feel bad for Scott Cummings. Halls has zero positive cases, yet they're not playing this week or next week because, I mean, they had zero positive cases when they got that phone call. And they got a few now, but I just think we're working our way through it. I know you quickly we need to move through this because I know you're going to be up against a break here in a minute. I think Oakland is head and shoulders above everybody in 6A, but Maryville always finds a way to figure that thing out. So I think, first off, Maryville has a third-round game to get through now that they haven't had to get through because I think Dobbins-Bennett's that good. Dobbins-Bennett's line is as good as they've ever had. Returning quarterback, two-headed monster at running back. We'll see Dobbins-Bennett against Alcoa on Rivalry Thursday, the last game of the season. Cannot wait for that game. But Maryville's got to get through DB in the quarterfinal and then Oakland in the semifinal. In 5A, give me some popcorn. And let me sit back, you know what I mean? 5A right. is just going to be fun to watch. 4A, Elizabethton and Anderson County look to be the two because Greenville's a little down this year. Alcoa, okay, go ahead. That's number six. You get your sixth gold ball in 3A. And 2A and 1A, not really sure what you got. Greenback is a name we always throw out there. They're having their struggles this year, so don't know much about that. And I think we learn a lot about Catholic tonight. Catholic plays McCauley tonight, the defending state champions. They're going to be a challenge for Catholic tonight. We've got Baylor and Catholic coming up in a few weeks on TV, and that'll be an interesting game to see Elijah Howard with Baylor come into town against Caden Martin.
Mark, we appreciate it, as always, opportunity for you to wake up with us in the morning, share a little bit of insight. And as you mentioned, you don't have to wait till November to get your popcorn. I have a feeling that it's going to be the same way tomorrow when the Panthers and Bobcats
get together.
It's
going to be a great broadcast. I mean, finally there's a capable color analyst there to
see. And let me clarify that real quick. Yeah, Eric's going to be my color guy tomorrow night. Austin Price, and he's got a family commitment with his girls. To take them out of town on a whitewater trip, you know, before the Vols open the season. And he's going to stick with family, and that's great. So Eric will be in the booth with me, and we'll have a lot of fun.
Packer, one last thing before we let you go. Is there any way maybe
underwear?
No, actually, I'm going to go with something Kaner is borrowing from me, and it's not my underwear. Can you give him a budget for some rain boots? Because he's got a pair of my North Face boots that he's put more wear in. So either cut me a check or give this guy a budget for a wardrobe because I want my shoes back.
Well, the good thing is we never show his feet.
Right.
You know, so I really don't care what his feet look like.
Personally, I can't believe you give them as much camera time as you do.
I care about what they feel like.
Mark, we appreciate it, man. Great call last night, Oak Ridge West. We look forward to another one tomorrow night, Central and Powell.
Be a lot of fun. See you guys.
Mark Packer, Rivalry Thursday. Kaner getting a big number two chair tomorrow night, North Knoxville, between the Panthers and the Bobcats. Looks like I am going to be watching something else besides Louisville and Miami, Mr. DVR.
Welcome to it.
How much Dapper Dan pomade are you going to go pick up after the show to get ready for your big number two spot tomorrow night?
I'll just tell you, it's if you want great description of football happening, tune in because you're going to get it from me. It's going to be great.
You know, I get it 3 hours every morning. Why? What's that three more hours tomorrow night?
Exactly.
It's
a little, yeah.
It's Kaner After Dark, the overtime edition. TSL carry it over. Great when Packer can join, especially ahead of a huge matchup tomorrow night in 5A between Powell and Central. All right, start, pitch, cut. Couple more things we need to dive into, including the Cade Mays news as they wait for the SEC approval. 9 o'clock, Ainge and Rice take over. You're home for Tennessee football. You know where you are, right here on 99.1. You're listening to the Sports Animal.
Hey, this is VFL Joshua Dobbs, and we're counting it down. It's just
8 days until
it's football time in Tennessee.
This Sports Radio WNML Countdown to Kickoff is brought to you by Knoxville TVA Employees Credit Union. Find out more at tvacreditunion.com. Go on!
Starting lineup, final 20 minutes. That's what we got left for you. It's happening right now on 99.1, the Sports Animal. Hey, Tyler Ivins, West Knoxville Home Studios. Eric Kane's back in the Budweiser Studios. Kaner, I'm going down the list of things that we need to get to, and I see here big capital letters. There's an S, there's a B, and there's a C. Everybody's favorite segment. Ready to cap off your morning going into the weekend. This is Start Bench Cut now on TSL.
How do you rank them? It's time for Mary... Whoops. The FCC says we can't do it that way. Let's play Start, Bench, or Cut on the starting lineup.
Powered by Heritage Realty, locally owned and operated with over 50 years of experience in the Knoxville market, where today's technology meets traditional customer service. Heritage Realty.
All right, Tyler. Sunday is National Pepperoni Pizza Day.
Oh, yes it is.
What's the best topping on... your pizza on your za? Pepperoni, sausage, or no toppings, which would be cheese pizza.
Oh, you're starting pepperoni, you're benching sausage, and you're cutting the cheese. Look, I mean, look, you can, my, you know what, there are some people out there who don't like national chain pizza places, and that's fine. Whether the advertising's crammed down our throat, or they've delivered a bad pizza to you, whatever it may be, but there is one particular chain. Might have something to do with the city of Louisville, Kentucky. I'll just leave it at that. If you told me right now, like before I went on my cleanse, and it was just like, hey, you get one more bad thing to put in your body, I'm ordering a three-topping pizza that includes grilled chicken, pepperoni, and Italian sausage. And just the way the crust is, it just, look, I'm not going to make everybody hungry going into a Friday morning and then eating breakfast pizza and things like that. But, dude, like, have you ever met somebody who just doesn't like pepperoni pizza? I've never met somebody who is just like, you can't walk into a room full of guys and go, hey, guys, bros, and pepperoni. Of course, everybody's going to say yes to pepperoni.
Hey, bros.
It's the guy who's always like, oh, do they have banana peppers? And can we get the veggie? And it's just like, get out, go get your own food. So, yes, pepperoni, it's the start. That might be one of the more slam dunk SBCs we've ever had.
Yeah, you start with the pepperoni, you bench the sausage, and you cut the cheese. It's just, I mean, I got to have a little meat on that pie, bro. So, yeah, pepperoni, sausage, then no toppings. All right, so best Saturday football game in honor of Mark Packer joining the program. Palette Central, Miami at Louisville or Houston at Baylor?
I'm going to start Miami Louisville because we're going to see if De'Aaron King can actually become the Heisman finalist sleeper that I think that he is. I'm going to bench Central and Pal. I'm going to do it on the high school level. Two undefeated teams in clearly the pecking order of where they are there in the region of 5A. And I'm going to cut Baylor and Houston. I mean, I understand this is an opportunity for Dana Holgorsen to find out what he has and his new starter. But overall, nobody really wants to watch that game. I mean, it's football because it's football. Sure, everybody's going to be like, any college football is better than no college football. But... just in general, I've got literally no faith whatsoever when it comes to Dave Aranda and that Baylor program right now. So I'll leave it at that. Best of luck to Dave Aranda, but if you had to tell me right now you had to make a pick, I'd take Houston to the points.
Yeah, so I want to start Pal at Central. I mean, obviously I'm going to be a part of it, so those are two of the best 5A teams in the state, and just kind of how this COVID season's gone. Central wasn't going to be able to play this Friday. Pal was off. They get to meet up, and man, it's gonna be exciting as well. So, also, we're gonna have that call right here on the Sports Animal. John Wilkerson, Vince Ferrar will be in the booth. Joel Silverberg will be on the sidelines. So, get the TV, get the radio call as well. So, looking forward to that. Start Pal Central. I'm gonna bench Miami Louisville, and I'm going to cut Houston Baylor. All right, besides Atlanta, how many teams make it into the postseason from the National League East? Start, bench, cut, one more, two more, or just the Braves?
All right, let's take a peek at the standings right now in the National League because I know there are a lot of people out there that are right now clamoring to see who the best teams are in the NL East. The Mets and Phillies just keep beating themselves up, so it's going to be difficult to actually peg a winner there. Can the Marlins actually get in with that winning percentage? And right now, I'm going to lean towards yes. just because of the competition they face down the stretch. So I'm going to start one. I'm going to bench two, and I'll cut none because I just – the bullpen, the Phillies bullpen and the Mets' inconsistencies in the lineup due to injury just – there's not enough there to have the confidence behind it. So Atlanta's good to go. It's just as Miami's Cinderella season continue.
Yeah, I'm going to start I'm going to start two more. I'm going to start one more because I think it's going to be Atlanta-Miami. Miami's got about a 2.5-game lead up on the Phillies, who are in eighth place in the National League overall. So right now the Phillies would get in, but they've got the last little run of games here in the next week and a half. They've got two doubleheaders, so a lot of time to lose from there. Plus, the Cardinals nipping at the heels. So I will start one more, with that being the Miami Marlins. I will bench two more, and then I will cut just the Braves. You're going to have a couple of teams in that National League East. And here's the thing, too. You know, we talked about how the National League East was going to be one of the best divisions of baseball this year. It's not. And because of Rob Manfred's, and I understand 2020 is one thing, but hearing rumors that this eight teams from each league are supposed to move on to the playoffs next year just shows you Rob Manfred and his infinite wisdom about how you're about to get three National League East teams in the playoffs this year and only one is deserving. But nonetheless, that is the order I would go. Which NBA series will go longer, Boston and Miami, Los Angeles, Denver, or both finish the exact same?
I'm going to start both finish the exact same. I think both series go six, even with Miami up 2-0. I'll bench that the Lakers series go longer, and I'll.
And then you're going to cut both finish the same as Tyler Ivins loses signal yet again. I carbon copy that as well. NBA playoffs continue to roll on. Quickly, we have two more teams most needing a win Sunday, Tyler. Cowboys, Bucks, Colts.
Start the Bucks, bench the Cowboys, cut the Colts. They're not going to move on from Dak Prescott, and Dallas, that's a winnable division at 9-7. But if you're Tampa Bay and you start 0-2 and you lose to Carolina, you can almost kiss your division hopes by.
Starting the Bucs, without a doubt. Tom Brady, all the offseason moves. If you start 0-2, the pressure, oh my goodness, you're not going to be able to breathe. I'm starting the Bucs. I'm going to bench the Colts. I mean, yes, it's still a winnable division. You're 0-1, but goodness, you lost to the Jags. You better have a better showing in week two. I'm going to bench the boys because that division is trash. Last one, Tyler, in case you were just wondering, there are currently eight NFL quarterbacks who were drafted number one overall. Eight currently playing who were drafted number one overall. Start, bench, cut these three: Jared Goff, Matthew Stafford, Cam Newton.
Start Newton, bench and Stafford, cut and Goff.
For right now,
you always start the MVP.
Well, I'm going to say I'm going to make it my own. So for right now, this season, I'm starting. Probably start Stafford.
Don't start Stafford. It's not the right answer.
Is it? Yeah. I mean, Goff is underwhelming, but he still throws for so many yards. I'd probably start Goff, bench Stafford, and cut Newton. I'm going to make him own there. The others who were drafted number one overall, because I know you guys are wondering: Kyler Murray, Baker Mayfield, Joe Burrow, Jameis Winston, Alex Smith, and again, Goff, Stafford, and Cam Newton.
I'm okay with that. So Heritage Realty, bringing you Start, Bench, Cut for a Friday. HeritageRealtyKnox.com is the website. Listen, they work very well with rental properties. And if you're looking for somebody who will work with you one-on-one, not handing you off to a third party and get you the answers and the results you need, highly encourage you to stop by their website. HeritageRealtyKnox.com. Let's come back. The capper, the handoff to the EA show with Brian Rice. We'll have it for you. Tyler Ivins, Eric Kane, back in the Budweiser studios. 99.1, the Sports Animal.
This is a Tennessee Education Lottery Sports Minute.
Good news for Tennessee football. Offensive lineman Cade Mays won his eligibility appeal with the NCAA. Next up, to be completely eligible for the season, the SEC will need to clear his transfer waiver. But one step is down for Mays, one of the better players on Tennessee's roster. I had a Tennessee football practice report with tons and tons of notes on Cade Mays and other things that came out yesterday during Jeremy Pruitt's press conference. That's up at 99.1thesportsanimal.com, at Sports Radio WNML on your social medias. Rivalry Thursday, West improved to 5-0 on the season with a 22-7 win over Oak Ridge. Thursday night football, the Browns took down the Bengals 35-30. Miami outlasted Boston 106-101 to improve to 2-0 in the Eastern Conference Finals. NHL playoffs, Lightning defeated the Islanders 2-1 in OT to advance on to the Stanley Cup Finals. There, Tampa Bay will take on Dallas game one Saturday night for that Stanley Cup Finals. Cincinnati beat down Detroit 10-3. Yankees slug past the Blue Jays 10-7 for their eighth straight win. The White Sox and Rays punched their tickets to postseason play with wins on Thursday. U.S. Open round one saw 21 players score under par, but Justin Thomas leads the way at 5-under. There's a three-way tie for second. Tiger Woods 3-over, tied for 71st. And Ohio State defensive back Sean Wade, a projected top 10 pick, is deciding to opt back into the season and play for the Buckeyes. The Tennessee Lottery is proud to have raised more than $5.5 billion for education in Tennessee. 850, Pete Michaels Traffic coming up next. Good morning. I'm Eric Kane.
The starting lineup with Tyler and Will. 6 to 9 a.m. on 99.1 The Sports Animal.
All right, we get in to get out. And we say bye-bye to you, Tyler Ivins. Friday morning, starting lineup of 99.1. You're listening to The Sports Animal. Ainge Rice, they're up next. And I'll tell you one thing. If you're looking to score for the Man Cave Makeover, this is where you need to start listening to the program. We already handed out one registration. Ainge and Rice will do it next. Multiple recliners, a mini fridge, as well as a 60-inch flat-screen television. Did I get it all? I did. Thumbs up. Coors Light, thank you for teaming up with us here on your flagship station for the University of Tennessee. We are 99.1, The Sports Animal. Enjoy your weekend.